From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the only man Tom Brady allows to tamper with his balls. Yes, I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Bill, for that touch of class to start the show. It is great to be back here at Tanglewood, which has always been known as a home of the finest in music and culture, and will be known that way again as soon as we leave. Later on, we're going to be talking to baseball legend Bill Spaceman Lee, one of the most colorful men who ever played the game. He played back before all the players used drugs to improve their performance. In Bill's day, they did it for fun. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. We're at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter, how are you?
I'm fine, who's this?
This is Jim Pascarella calling from Rancho San Diego, California.
Rancho San Diego?
Right.
Is that like near San Diego? Or are you using the antiquated name?
No, we're a suburb. We're about 15 miles east of San Diego in the scrub brush.
Oh, I see. And how is life out there? It's getting hotter, right, every year?
It's beautiful. It's paradise. But you can come for a visit, but please don't stay.
I won't. Believe me. Jim, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a humorist and author of the new book, Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Next, it's the comedian who will be performing at the Bergen Performing Arts Center in Englewood, New Jersey on September 23rd. It's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Jim.
Finally, it's the author and humorist who will be hosting the Moth main stage at the Players Club in New York City on October 13th. And will be at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas, you know, just to look around on September 12th. It's Tom Baudet.
Hello, Jim.
So, Jim, welcome to our show. You're going to start us off with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle, the man himself, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I've been ready since the beginning of time.
Here is your first quote.
We will build a great wall along the southern border. And Mexico will pay for the wall. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for it.
That was somebody saying something to Americans on Wednesday night that somehow he forgot to say to a Mexican on Wednesday afternoon. Who was it?
That would be the Donald.
The Donald, yes, Donald Trump, of course. In the middle of the week, Donald Trump decided to suddenly flee to Mexico. And once he crossed the border, of course, Hillary Clinton immediately came out in favor of the wall. Experts say that Trump made this trip to finally look presidential, and it worked. It was an impressive display of statesmanship. He stood there next to an elected world leader and did not scream or poop his pants. He didn't rant or insult anyone. He answered questions. And then, and only then, after it was done, was he allowed to eat the treat that had been balancing on his nose.
And then when he came back, he, like, doubled down on stupidity once he got back, right?
Yeah.
It was like it had been building up behind a wall, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, many of those medications come in time-release form now. And if he would just get that.
Yeah. What's funny is, so everybody is like, he's going down, it's going to go terribly, and in fact, it seemed to go well, but the controversy started after he left Mexico, because during the press conference, he said that they had not discussed who would pay for the wall. And then after he left, President Peña Nieto of Mexico said, no, I told him there was no way that Mexico was going to pay for the wall.
So what he said about, you know, Mexico's going to pay for this wall, they just don't know it yet, was really accurate because he heard...
We're not paying for your wall.
Right. So he said, well, they obviously don't know it because he told me they're not paying.
Yeah. That's true.
Why not leave the poor Mexicans alone? Why not just say another country entirely is going to pay for the wall?
Yeah.
Now, Iran's going to pay for our Mexican wall. They don't know it yet.
Yeah.
I can't wait till that meeting.
Jim, we have another quote for you. Here it is.
Stop looking at my crotch.
That was somebody in a text. We can surmise he was not being sincere. Who can't seem to stop texting and tweeting at women who are not his wife?
Mm-hmm. That's the guy with the appropriate last name, Anthony Weiner.
That's the guy, Anthony Weiner. For the third time, former Congressman Anthony Weiner was caught sending pictures of his Twitter handle to someone not his wife.
Jim may have a point. Imagine growing up with the name Anthony Weiner. You know, the second grade can be cruel.
Yeah.
If you grew up with the name Anthony Weiner, maybe that is part of the problem. Maybe he just took such a rasher for years and years that he just developed inappropriate ways of getting attention.
You know, I'll say, it could have been worse. He could have been named Richard Weiner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if he had been... a junior, of course, he would have been a little Dick Weiner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't read very far into that story because I was mostly afraid I was going to see him in his tidy whities again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hadn't quite got the images out of my head from the last time.
And yeah, there from, you are.
And it's not that I have a problem with the male body being the occupant of one, but I just don't like him on other people.
Ooh. You know?
I got tragic news for you. They're all over.
Yeah.
Almost every guy you see.
One of the reasons. Almost. Okay. Almost.
Well.
Here, Jim, is your last quote.
Well done. Super. Good boy.
Those are words that were used by researchers in a study that came out this week that determine, much to our surprise and maybe a little guilt, who can tell when we are lying?
Our dogs?
Yes, dogs! Dogs know!
Uh-oh.
They are on to us. They know that we're actually leaving for the whole day and won't be right back. So it's a fascinating story. This is how it works. Scientists will demonstrate. Scientists trained 13 dogs to lie calmly in an MRI machine, which, along with licking their own crotches, makes two things they can do and we can't. And then they scanned the dogs' brains while people talked to them. First, they tried happy, enthusiastic praise.
Who's a good dog? You are, you are.
Right, dogs like that. And then they delivered praise, but in a neutral tone.
Who's a good dog? I couldn't possibly comment.
And then they tried unpleasant words, but delivered in a positive way.
Who's going to get taken to the vet and castrated? That's right, you are, you are.
And they tried all these things, and they scanned the dog's brains, and they found out dogs can tell what we're saying, they understand the words, and if we seem to mean them. They know if we're being sincere. That's why when you praise your dog less than enthusiastically, they start thinking about seeing other owners.
This is why I just write notes to my dog.
Really?
Because he can tell with tone of voice, but if I write a note, can't really tell.
So when I say to our dog, you bark too much, he knows what I'm saying.
Mm.
So
well,
so he's playing stupid.
Yeah, he's pretending not to understand and continuing to bark.
So he can say, we did not discuss that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, I read that same thing and I didn't interpret the way you're interpreting it. I didn't interpret it that they know what we're saying.
Mm. Well, how did you interpret it?
Well, he doesn't know. Like, if you go over your taxes with him, he's not going to understand it. Jesus, I don't understand it. Why would my dog understand it? You know, you bring in a cat for your taxes.
Bell.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I owe the government?
Yeah. What?
Meow.
Bill, how did Jim do on our quiz?
They're sharp in San Diego. We're going to give it all to Jim.
Congratulations.
Here's a winner.
All right, Jim.
Thank you so much for playing, Jim.
I enjoyed it so much. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jim.